Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Corey.
The White House feels they will get certain due process rights once this becomes a formal investigation that they currently don't have. They also feel politically this will put Democrats in vulnerable House districts in a bad position if they have to take this vote to launch an impeachment inquiry.
There's new information about the whistleblower complaint triggered by President Trump's call with Ukraine, CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The memo was reportedly written by the whistleblower in the aftermath of the July 25th call. It was meant to memorialize the views of a colleague who was on that call. And sources say the memo notes how crazy and frightening the call seemed to the White House official who heard it, that it left that person visibly shaken. The New York Times reports the memo was written the day after the call and was turned over to congressional investigators last week by the intelligence community's inspector general.
The Supreme Court heard arguments on whether federal law protects gay and transgender workers from job discrimination. CBS's Steve Dorsey reports.
Surrounded by gay rights activists outside the Supreme Court, Gerald Bostock told reporters he was fired for joining a gay softball league.
Homophobia is wrong.
Now, Bostock and other LGBTQ people are hoping to convince the court federal law protects them from job discrimination. But funeral home owner Thomas Roust says it was his right to fire a transgender woman.
Our company has a professional code of conduct and sex-specific dress code to ensure that families can focus on processing their grief.
People in 34 Northern California counties will lose electricity this week. CBS's Steve Futterman.
PG&E will turn off power to hundreds of thousands of customers in Northern California. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf.
City of Oakland is fully prepared for the potential planned power outage.
The action is designed to protect the utility from lawsuits. The last 2 years, PG&E equipment has been blamed for starting a pair of deadly wildfires.
Oklahoma researchers are looking for unmarked graves from the 1921 Tulsa race massacre in which a white mob may have killed as many as 300 people, Tulsa Deputy Mayor Amy Brown.
We're trying to stay open to the fact that anything that we find that might be evidence would also be important.
Stocks were lower across the board. The Dow plunged 314 points, NASDAQ down 132. This is CBS News.
Did you know you can listen to CBS News Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on radio.com or the radio.com app?
Paul here. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, look, if you're coming Thursday to the presidential rally at Target Center, please don't bring bicycles, grills, propane tanks. Please no pets unless they're certified service animals. And for the love of God, no drones. We'll have the complete list of what not to bring after Laura's news.
It's partly cloudy, 71 degrees at 5:03, and the hour's top story, word from President Trump's campaign manager late this afternoon that the operator of Target Center has backed off on canceling its contract with the Trump campaign over the estimated cost of his Thursday appearance. In a statement, campaign manager Brad Parscale says the rally will go on as scheduled and that the Trump campaign has not agreed to pay any additional funds to AEG Worldwide, which operates the venue. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has been pushing for the Trump campaign to pay an estimated $530,000 he says it will cost the city to host the event.
It's not extortion to expect that somebody pay their bills, even when they really don't want to pay their bills. It is my job to watch out for the taxpayers of the city of Minneapolis, and honestly, that's something that the president should be doing as well.
In a statement late this afternoon, Mayor Frey says he will be meeting with city leadership and the city council in the coming days to decide upon an appropriate path forward. Senator Amy Klobuchar in Minneapolis today, and the Democratic presidential candidate had plenty to say ahead of President Trump's Thursday visit.
U.S. Senator and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar says that President Trump is always welcome to visit Minnesota, but suggests that he visits people hurt by his policies.
So you know what I wish he would do? Maybe he goes to one of our closed down ethanol plants in Minnesota or in Iowa. or maybe he goes to meet with some of our soybean farmers whose soybeans are mounting up in their bins while he's in the middle of a trade war.
Klobuchar says she wouldn't be surprised by anything the president says on Thursday.
The president's always welcome to our state, but it is the divisive rhetoric and the mean-spirited talk about immigrants and about people of color that he just won't stop doing.
In Golden Valley, Mark Fry on News Talk 830 WCCO.
A landlord with 25 properties in North Minneapolis is being sued by the state attorney general's office. According to the lawsuit, Stephen Meldahl and his SJM properties illegally shifted the burden of repairs to tenants and signed into leases that they could not contact city inspectors. Attorney General Keith Ellison.
If tenants do contact housing inspectors, Meldahl fines them, illegally raises their rent, or evicts them, keeping their large security deposits, which can be as high as $2,000 or more. We call this scheme eviction for profit.
Meldahl is also facing a class action suit from Legal Aid Minnesota. We were not able to reach Meldahl for comment. Prior Lake police and Prior Lake High School officials say a 16-year-old student was arrested for bringing a BB gun and knife to school yesterday. The school says the student left campus shortly after arriving on a bus. He was arrested about a mile and a half away at a business on Highway 13. Officials say nobody was threatened. The student has not been charged. WCCO News Time is 5:06. For more on these and other stories, go to WCCORadio.com. Traffic and weather together coming up.
Have you noticed the consolidation happening to commercial insurance agencies today? Paul Douglas for the Canopy Group, involved with a couple of small weather tech businesses. When it comes to insurance, we rarely feel the love because the big just get bigger. You and your business get passed around till you become one of those dreaded house accounts. You've been consolidated. Not a good thing. All of that was done to you without your control. Now you can get options, take control back of your company's insurance program. Let the Canopy Group help you gain a commercial insurance strategy, one that makes your business more attractive to the insurance industry. Here's the deal. The more insurance companies that get interested in your business, the more competitive your pricing is going to be. Better rates, better service. If your business is renewing in the next 6 months, paying less than $80,000 in premium, do not accept being a house account. Get the attention you deserve with the Canopy Group. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call them 800-967-3389.
5:07 on CCO. Time for traffic and weather together. Let's check those freeways first with JP.
Update being brought to you by Intercontinental Hotel MSP. A report of an accident, 694 eastbound beyond East River Road. Traffic's already slow through the area with the slowdowns beginning back at Brooklyn Boulevard. It's also affecting 100 northbound and 94 northbound as you make way toward the 694 area. Traveling west 394, expect that to be heavy out of Minneapolis all the way out toward Hopkins Crossroad. If you're going to be traveling north 100, expect delays between Benton Avenue and Duluth Street with an extra 8 minutes on the ride. Intercontinental MSP Airport Hotel offers TSA direct access to Terminal 1 7 days a week between 5:15 and 10 a.m. for those with carry-on luggage, whether or not you're a hotel guest. Visit intercontinentalmsp.com. I'm Jerry Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And the weather is brought to you by your Twin Cities siding professionals. Here's Paul.
Okay, a little windy out there, Laura, but a beautiful evening. Balmy, low 70s out there now. Partly cloudy, waking up to 55. Fading sun tomorrow, the last really warm day, 72 tomorrow. Thursday, still respectable, 68 for a high, almost 10 degrees above average. A few showers, even a clap of thunder. Nothing severe, though, Thursday. Friday, on the backside of that cold front, gusty winds, tumbling temperatures, falling through the 50s into the 40s. Rain showers tapering off in the morning. We dry out temporarily, and then some wraparound moisture comes in Saturday into Sunday morning. Could be a mix of light snow and rain in the metro. Very light precipitation. Yeah, there could be a coating of slush on some lawns, but shouldn't be anything more than that. And I think air temperatures staying above freezing, so I don't expect travel problems related to snow and ice in the immediate metro. If you're heading up Brainerd Lakes, Alexandria Lakes, on north and west, it's going to get progressively snowier Friday night into Saturday. Parts of North Dakota could get over 2 feet of snow. If you're heading up towards Fargo, Moorhead, certainly Grand Forks, Bismarck, prepare for winter at its worst
as you enter the Dakotas. Saturday's high 42, the flurries taper Sunday 44, back into the low 50s Monday and Tuesday of next week. Some of the long-range guidance hinting at 60 degrees about 10 to 14 days from now. So don't write off the nice fall weather just yet. It's 72 and 510 at CCO.
If you've decided it's time to improve the look and add to the value of your home, then it's time to call Twin City Siding Professionals. Ask Twin City Siding Professionals about James Hardy Siding and Marvin Windows. Call them at 1-800-NEW-HARDY or look them up online at loveyourcontractor.com.
Are you losing your self-confidence along with your hair? Then take control and visit IneedMoreHair.com. Their doctors have given celebrities around the world a full head of hair, and they can do the same for you. IneedMoreHair.com is conveniently located in Eagan. Their results are guaranteed in writing, and their prices start as low as $3 per graft. And consultations are free. Get your confidence back. Visit IneedMoreHair.com today. That's IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust. Prices you can afford.
Sneezing, coughing, runny nose, watery eyes. Are these the house guests that just won't leave? It could be your air ducts. Over time, dirt, dust, and other debris can turn them into a breeding ground for allergens. Trust Coit to eliminate what's ailing your air ducts. Coit's technicians are specially trained and certified with the best guarantee in the business. Clean as new. That's the Coit commitment to you. Schedule your Coit cleaning today and get 40% off. Call 1-800-FOR-COIT.
And the 1-2 pitch is strike three called, and the season is over. The Yankees win the game and sweep the series with a 5-1 final in game three.
You're killing me, Smalls!
Okay, that was interesting. A tip of the hat, a reluctant tip of the hat to the Yankees. Wish their fans were a little classier, but, you know, whatever.
Remember that fan that swore on our show, fan that swore on our show yesterday when we were at Seven Sushi?
How can I forget?
Oh, gee.
Yeah, did that go on the air?
I don't know. I think it did.
Did it?
Yeah. Huh. It's the last time we let a Yankees fan on the air.
Well, honestly, we have to remind people not to swear. Hello? All right. If you're in a coma, if you're living in a cave, you probably heard the news. The Twins lost 5-1, fell to the Yankees. The Star Tribune had an interesting line, which I think sums up the postseason angst that Twins fans have. The Twins have lost 16 consecutive postseason games in the last 16 Octobers. That is the longest streak of futility in pro sports history. That ties the 1970s Chicago Blackhawks of the NHL. By the way, 13 of those losses, of those 16 losses, were to the Yankees. The Yankees seem to have our number. The Twins hit .218 during the series, the postseason, and some of the biggest bats were silent. Max Kepler, hitless in 10 at-bats. Mitch Garver, 2-for-12 with 4 strikeouts. Miguel Sano, 1-for-12 with 8 whiffs. Last night, though, Eddie Rosario had a good day. He went 3-for-4 with the home run, the lonely home run. Twins had 9 hits last night, 11 runners left on base. Jake Odorizzi gave it his best shot. He went 5 innings, gave up 5 hits and 2 runs. And those damn Yankees will play the winner of the Rays-Astros series in the ALCS. So, but again, Mike Max helped to put things into perspective, and it was an amazing season. Are we disappointed about postseason? Absolutely. Does that negate all of the amazing things that happened during the season? The Bombas, you know? An amazing record, won 101 wins, second only to 1965 when there were 102. Your reaction, producer, DJ, Dave Josephs?
Well, look, first of all, I was driving home in the middle of the game. I was here doing the show at Seven Sushi and then downtown for a while. I had to get the equipment back here, and I'm driving home in the middle of the game. And I decided to stop at a local establishment by my house, and I sat in the corner of the bar, and I just watched the last three innings by myself. And it's sort of like I was going in for my my sentence, the inevitable. I mean, at that point, the game was pretty well decided. I didn't have a lot of hope that the Twins would pull it off, but I felt like as a true fan, and after the Twins brought me and Minnesota so much hope and joy this summer, it almost felt like my duty to watch the last couple of outs, and then I was the door was already swinging open when that final out went. I went home and went to bed. But now it's a new day, and you look back and you say, if the reason that we cheer on the Twins every day is to have some fun at a ballpark all summer long and enjoy some records, home run records specifically this season, enjoy a few walk-off wins, enjoy a team that won a lot more games than it lost this summer, if that's the point, then it was a successful season. Now, sure, we'd like to see him go further. What can we do? How can we get there? But today, I think it's okay to just say it was a fun season. We wish it would have ended differently, and let's enjoy that for now.
It was an amazing season, and a tip of the hat to the Twins and to management and to fans. I mean, people talking about the Twins. So many things divide us now. You know, it's a long list. But the Twins, the Vikes, the Wild, the Gophers, I mean, what unites us? And I celebrate the handful of things that bring us together that we can all agree on. And it's kind of sad that, yeah, sports does that, but at least something does that. And so, anyway, thank you to the Twins for an amazing season, and thank you to listeners who were faithful tuning in on CCO. We hope you stick around. Certainly this tees us up for amazing things in 2020 and beyond. And say what you will about Rocco Baldelli, about Coach Baldelli, his approach got results. Next year we'll repeat this and we'll do better in the postseason. So, anywho's. You heard about the little tiff, is that the right word, between Mayor Fry and the president over the $530,000 bill? That's what they project, the cost of security. Boy, that's an awfully big number. I'm not saying that that's in any way off base, but $530,000 for an evening. I guess that's a lot of police. I don't know how many police it is, off-duty police covering the security and keeping everybody safe. We'll see how this gets resolved, but there was some back and forth over, you know, are you going to pay that $530,000 bill? Are you going to stick Minneapolis with that? So, again, the mayor saying his quote, "It's not extortion to expect someone to pay their bills." See no reason why the president and his campaign staff will not pay those bills. I think they've paid other bills around the nation when the president appears. I don't believe he has a history of not paying the bills for additional security. I may be wrong on that. But so anyway, one of the things that caught my eye, Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo had the following statement earlier today. He laid down rules for rally goers and protesters. Quote, "When our nation's president arrives in our city on Thursday, the men and women of the Minneapolis Police Department, along with local, county, state, and federal law enforcement partners, will be focused on our primary responsibility to ensure the public safety of all who participate in practicing their First Amendment rights, which include freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and peaceable assembly. The Minneapolis Police Department will administrate a comprehensive operational public safety plan, which includes a highly visible and robust police presence in and around Target Center on Thursday." So Chief Arredondo is, quote, "strongly urging everybody in downtown Minneapolis Thursday not to bring the following items: backpacks, strollers, no firearms, knives, weapons, sharp objects, shields, or fireworks. Always a good idea not to travel with fireworks in your pants." That often ends badly. No pop-up tents or canopies, I see. No cans, glass containers, pre-mixed beverages, or alcoholic beverages. No wagons or pull carts. Well, what the heck? No wagons? No coolers? No drones? No pets? Unless it's a certified service animal. I can bring my service peacock. I guess that would be okay. Always a big hit. No grills, no propane tanks or open flames, no bicycles, no flagpoles, bats, clubs, sticks, including signs attached to sticks, and no athletic equipment or other item that could be used as a weapon. Chief Arredondo said people engaging in illegal behavior at and around the rally, quote, will be arrested and we will work with our criminal justice agencies to ensure they are properly charged to the full extent of the law. And again, the rally at Target Center, the president's rally begins at 7 p.m. on Thursday. Want to just mention, too, the weather is the other story that's trending. Yes, it's going to get cold, but please ignore some of the rumors out there about, you know, 1, 2, 3 feet of snow for Minnesota. I don't see it. The models, as usual, are dueling, and they disagree, but the European model, pretty consistent, keeping the really significant smear of 1 to 2 feet of snow over North Dakota, maybe brushing the Red River Valley. And again, what's weird on the weather map right now, the Red River is flooding. So Grand Forks and Fargo, under flood warnings from the rising Red River because of all the rain we've had, and now they're under a winter storm watch, which means conditions are ripe. There are even some warnings for the western Dakotas. So it's going to be crazy. It will look like winter at its worst, or best if you like snow, across North Dakota. But here in Minnesota, I just do not think we're going to get that much. Maybe a coating of slush here Saturday morning, and again Sunday morning. Very light mix expected Saturday into Sunday morning. Parts of far western Minnesota could get a couple of inches, but anything that falls is going to melt next week as we return to the 50s. So, no, autumn is not over. Autumn has not been postponed or shortened. We'll see more days in the 50s and 60s, maybe a few more days in the 70s later in October. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Corey Heppala. He has a pretty cool podcast out, and every week he tackles a new subject about parenting. And this week, he's focused on something near and dear to my heart, and that is screen time. What is appropriate, especially with young children? How much screen time is too much screen time? We talk with Corey next.
Paul and Jordana. Tonight, don't miss all the action on CBS. First, it's not your garden variety NCIS. Death by gnome?
The old gnome to the dome.
And Gibbs reveals his darkest secret.
Casey's afraid of leprechauns.
Yeah, me too.
A new NCIS. And on a new FBI.
This was an attack on the United States.
A presidential candidate.
Has anyone been harassing you?
Half of America
is running for her life.
Drop the gun!
A new episode of FBI. Then, on a new NCIS New Orleans.
I got a call from NYPD.
A cold case heats up.
Teenager who went missing.
And takes the team from New Orleans to New York City.
There's nothing you can do that we can't.
You might be surprised.
A new NCIS New Orleans. After a new NCIS and a new FBI. CBS Tonight.
Tonight starting at 7 on WCCO4. Then stay tuned for WCCO4 News at 10.
Oh, my. We live in the Super Bowl of weather. Only Siberia has more extremes in temperature and moisture than we do here in the great state of Minnesota and the Dakotas. And it can be tough on your HVAC system. Look at this week. It's 72 out there right now. And it's even balmy across the Dakotas, where a few days from now there will be 1 to 3 feet of snow. Crazy extremes. That can be tough on your furnace, on your HVAC system. We have amazing technicians, especially if you call on the guys at Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. I've seen their techs in action. They know their stuff. They're helpful. They're courteous. They point out tips on things you can do to save money and also to tweak your HVAC so that it's more efficient, improving energy efficiency and reliability. At the end of the day, you want your HVAC system, you want your furnace to last longer. Just like your car, routine maintenance, you want to do the same thing with your HVAC system to keep it running smoothly for as long as possible. Saber Techs don't leave till the job is done. They only tee up what you actually need. Right now is a perfect time to upgrade to an energy-efficient Bryant system. We have one of those. And there are rebates from Saber. They have amazing deals. Do it now. It's all about getting the most bang for the buck. That happens with Saber and Bryant. They do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Visit them at saberheating.com.
Hi, this is Laura Trump. Please join my father-in-law, President Donald Trump, for a rally Thursday, October 10th at 7 p.m. at the Target Center in Minneapolis. Get your free tickets online at www.donaldjtrump.com. Thanks to President Trump, Minnesota is booming and jobs are coming back to the state. Together we can keep America great.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Old Dutch Foods is celebrating their 85th anniversary by creating two new twin-pack Ripple potato chip flavors, including Sloppy Joe and Creamy Chive and Onion Chips. Stop by your local grocery or convenience store to pick up Old Dutch Chips today. More info at olddutchfoods.com. Quality lives here.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, one out of six vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Broadcasting around the globe on your smart speaker.
And the radio.com app.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just
so,
a man.
Do you let your kids watch as much TV as they want?
These nights never seem to go
to. Do you anesthetize your kids with screens, whether it's an iPad or a phone or the television? It's tempting to let the TV be the Uber babysitter. But that can be tricky. In this week's edition of Hey, They Grow Up Fast from Corey Heppala, Corey and his amazing wife Camille talk about how much TV is too much.
I think we had in our minds this plan. We won't let them watch anything.
Yeah, until they're older. I mean, that would have been ideal, and it just wasn't possible because reality sets in, explosions happen.
Well, yeah, and I think so. Now the twins were exposed to more screen time than, say, our oldest Cormac was, but yeah. He didn't watch Sesame Street or anything.
Not really.
Until he was two, and then soon after, then the twins are 6 months or so, and they were in the game.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, that brings back good memories, Corey. I remember our firstborn, we were so careful and we limited the screen time. And the second, by the time number two came, it's like, whatever, you know.
Paul, thanks for having me on. Yeah. And the same thing goes with like germs too, right? Like,
yeah.
First one, the pacifier falls on the floor. Like, oh my gosh, burn it. Get rid of it. The second and third one, you're like, whatever. I'll just wipe it on my pants. Fine.
Right. Fine. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you're learning the hard way, and that's what every parent does. So do you have any epiphanies about screen time? And it's not just TV. It's iPads and phones, and you got a million and one distractions out there.
It's funny because I don't know that there's – we don't know the answers, right? We talk to people. We're able to – on our podcast, you were able to talk with other local people, celebrities, and what worked for you. And I think that's been the fun about this, is just see, hey, we do this. Is this, this works for us? What works for you? And screen time, I think when you look at like our society, right? Like everything evolves so fast. like screens and phones and the way we communicate and social media, everything happens so fast and they've completely changed their lives. And now we're kind of going, well, wait a second. We need this technology and the kids are going to use it as they get older. And hopefully they learn coding, you know, early on. But even earlier than that, it's like, well, is there a point where there's too much? And we were very protective of our first to not really allow that at all. And then now the other two, it just got to be such a bear to do it that, yeah, you just throw it on every now and then. But I think with anything, right, Paul, it's like in moderation.
Right.
Whether it's food
right.
or screen time or whatever. In moderation is just fine.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I don't pretend to have the answer key. I mean, you do what works. I know some of the alleged experts claim that especially young children, you really want to limit screen time. I don't think there's anybody who would argue that sitting down on the couch and reading a book to your one-year-old is better than your one-year-old just staring at a screen for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that can be unrealistic. I mean, we're all trying to do way too much. But I do worry that, you know, all these distractions, constant stimulation, I worry a
yeah.
little bit. Is
yeah.
it rewiring our brains, you know, always... You know, you need that dopamine drip of digital entertainment, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that. That's exactly what I was thinking, too, is just that dopamine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and when you log on to social media and you see that, oh, man, I got a notification or,
yeah.
or I've got a mention or whatever, it's kind of that. It's that. I mean, they say that. Those scientists, they've done the studies. It is exactly like that dopamine rush of like, ooh, somebody said something to me. What is
yeah.
it? And I agree. Like, I think and you look at like the way look at even like some of the TV shows like when we were kids, you know, and I look at like Mr. Rogers at that point. And if you watch that today, I mean, the message is wonderful. It is slow. I mean, mm-hmm. it is such a slowly paced show. And it was kind of like in the mid 80s, you know, with MTV and all of a sudden it's quicker and faster. And even now, like the kids right now, they've got Paw Patrol on and that's like a popular one. And it's fast. It's fast paced. You know, it's a cartoon and it's moving. And so I wonder about that, too, and how that's affecting their minds.
Well, look, the podcast is terrific. I would encourage everybody to add this to your podcast menu. Where can people find this, Corey?
They can find it right now. It's an exclusive. We wanted to just release it to our WCCO audience because they've been just so great and so supportive of everything we've done, not only as a station, but since I started my show in January. So it's an exclusive there on WCCORadio.com, and you'll see the left tab on the side that says podcast. It's right there.
And it's rated G. I mean, there's no swearing. Every now and then, Camille kind of goes
yeah,
off.
Yeah, Camille, I have to rein her in.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, but it is rated G, and actually this week's episode is Let's Keep It G, because towards the end, she gets a little aggressive in her conversation with me. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. No, I enjoy that. She doesn't take any guff. She gives it right back to you. So
on the mic and off the mic.
It makes for good radio. It makes for a good podcast. Keep it coming, and thanks for the update, Corey.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Corey Heppala. And again, you can listen to him 9 to noon and check out his podcast on CCO Radio. Hey, they grow up so fast. And boy, isn't that the truth? Some bad news for commuters and another compelling reason why you might want to get a flu shot sooner rather than later. That's coming up in News Nuggets next.
Paul and Jordana.
At the Original Mattress Factory, we don't chase trends. We focus on one thing, quality. We only use the highest quality materials to build our mattresses and box springs. And we put all of our products through the ringer, testing new designs and materials at our test center in Cleveland, Ohio. If a new feature or technology doesn't offer a true benefit, we don't put it in our products. At the Original Mattress Factory, our focus is on what makes a great mattress, not a great markup. Visit originalmattress.com to learn more.
If you're shopping for a mattress, you might find that you're paying a lot more for free. Mattress retailers use free delivery, free frames, and free box springs to close the deal. What they don't tell you is that the price of those freebies is already built into the price of the mattress. What if you don't need a frame or delivery? Too bad, you're paying for it anyway. At the Original Mattress Factory, we don't make you pay more for free. You'll only pay for what you need. That's the Original Mattress Factory difference.
Visit OriginalMattress.com to learn more.
WCCO News Time is 5:34. I'm Laura Oakes with this hour's headlines. Number one, a Twitter war, a threat to sue, and now a reversal, all in a day for Minneapolis, and all over President Trump's planned campaign rally at Target Center Thursday night. The most recent development is a statement from the president's campaign manager that the operator of Target Center, AEG Worldwide, has backed off on canceling its contract with the Trump campaign over the estimated $530,000 cost of the appearance. No comment from AEG. Number two, 78-year-old Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he should have paid more attention to his symptoms and was dumb not to before he had his heart attack last week. Doctors in Las Vegas inserted two stents to open a clogged artery. He returned home to Vermont over the weekend. Number three, the Timberwolves play their first preseason game tonight already. They're in Phoenix to face the Suns. The Wolves open the regular season October 23rd with a road game in Brooklyn against the Nets. And number four is traffic time. Let's see how the roads are moving out there with JP.
Not moving if you're traveling 610. 610 westbound just beyond 252. It's a car fire. Fire department's on the scene. Highway is currently closed, but it looks like they're just letting traffic by on the left shoulder now. So traffic's still jammed in that immediate area. Look for the white three lanes basically to be affected. Left shoulder is where you'll travel as you travel westbound through the area. Eastbound, it's a Gawker delay, as you might expect, coming away from 169. 100 northbound slowing is moved between Brooklyn Boulevard and I-94. 394 eastbound jammed up 100 into downtown Minneapolis. Be your eyes on the road. Join the News Talk 830 WCCO Ways Watcher team on your Ways app. I'm Jerry Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 55, and then tomorrow, dim sun, still warm, high 72 before we take a turn toward the end of the week. Right now, partly cloudy, 71 at WCCORadio.com. And on Wall Street today, the Dow lost 313 points to end the day at 26,164. I'm Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm on my feet a lot this time of year, running, working out, going to a ton of games, hunting, and I don't want to let my hip pain get in the way. I tried the Goodfeet arch support system for just that reason, and my pain went away. It works because the Goodfeet arch support system is designed to put the foot in the ideal position to align the foot and the body. Now I don't have pain in my hip and knees anymore. If you're on your feet a lot, and if even sitting for a long period of time in the bleachers is taking a toll, it's time to talk to the people at the Goodfeet store. You can use the Goodfeet arch support system in all your shoes, dress shoes, hunting boots, work boots, tennis shoes, and more. Experience it for yourself and feel the difference the Goodfeet store can make for you. Goodfeet, with locations in Bloomington, Maple Grove, and Maplewood. Call or stop in for a fitting. It only takes 40 minutes and you can walk out pain-free. When you're ready for the best, call the Goodfeet store at 1-855-554-3338. That's 855-554-3338.
Our summer months are over, but our road construction isn't.
I know. That's why more people are letting Jefferson Lines do the driving.
It's so relaxing with free Wi-Fi, power outlets, and the seats are so comfortable.
We're taking Jefferson Lines for a quick weekend vacation to go see the fall colors. We bought our tickets 21 days in advance and saved half off the ticket price.
Great idea. We'll do the same.
I'm so glad you are now a Jefferson Lines traveler.
It is the best way to travel.
Jefferson Lines, celebrating 100 years of serving you. Here's to 100 more.
The Two Hot Mamas podcast. It's hot
at WCCORadio.com.
You know what, Paul? You're right. You're always right.
Oh, stop, Jory. You're embarrassing me. Just stop. No.
I have to admit, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard.
You know what, Paul? You're right.
You're repeating
you're
yourself.
You're always
now.
Right.
I have a bad memory, but okay. Jorah is off today for Yom Kippur, the day of feast, right? The Day of Atonement actually runs through tomorrow, starts this evening, goes through tomorrow. She was describing this 27-hour, 25-hour fast, no food, no water, heavy duty.
Yeah, that's right. And she was explaining how they say not to eat a huge meal right before you fast because you get hungry quicker.
Oh.
So they're supposed to, you know, the advice is to have like a bigger meal earlier in the day and then have some broth or a soup or a lighter kind of a meal so that you're not so hungry. I guess that's how that works. I don't know.
Well, this is Judaism's biggest holiday, mm-hmm. Yom Kippur. And our best to everybody listening. wanted to mention, have you gotten a flu shot yet?
That's a great question. I have not. I will, though, soon, I believe.
I know the station offers them. You can get them here at CCO for employees. Here's the deal. Australia, where they're just coming out of winter, had an unusually early and a fairly severe flu season this year. And in the past, not every time, but many times when Australia has a rough flu season, it often portends a tough flu season for the United States. It's too early to know for sure. According to Daniel Jernigan, director of the influenza division of the CDC, a doctor, obviously. But the best move is to get the vaccine right now, he says. The number of cases of flu in this country is still low, according to the CDC. But as the weather cools down, it is expected to ramp up. In 2017, Australia had its worst outbreak in 20 years. Since modern surveillance techniques were adopted. The 2017-2018 flu season in the USA, which followed 6 months later as winter came to North America, was one of the worst in modern American history. 79,000 Americans died from the flu 2 years ago. Many of them elderly, many of them had pre-existing medical issues, but, you know, don't want to scare anybody, but yeah, sooner rather than later, it's cheap, and even if it slightly lessens the severity of the flu, why wouldn't you have it done?
Well, yeah, and to me, the biggest reason to have the flu isn't for yourself, it's for your neighbor. Because look, maybe for me, it decreases the chance of meeting the flu by 5%, but if you expound that across everyone, and then you talk about the flu is contagious. So if it's 5% for me and 5% for you and 5% for Jordana, then all of us have a compounded, I don't know how to do the math, but have a compounded lesser chance of getting the flu. And that's how it works throughout all of society. And that's why they push everybody to get the flu shot. It's not about you. It's about avoiding a big outbreak throughout our entire community.
And that same argument that you just made is a compelling reason to go out and vaccinate your children.
Sure, absolutely.
Don't listen to the anti-vaxxers. I mean, you can find anything on YouTube, but yeah, vaccinate your kids.
Yeah,
they'll thank you for it.
I couldn't agree more. Hey, well, speaking of kids, Paul, I grew up singing this song.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Did you really sing it?
Yeah, I remember. Well, we sang a version called I Don't Want to Throw Up that's to the same tune that I shouldn't repeat on the radio.
Okay, well, you're honest.
But I knew the song, and we actually, the Toys R Us was like the closest big store to us, so like it was within the route that we were allowed to bike to. So I didn't shop there a ton, but we would, like, it was one of the stores you could bike to.
Was that
so
like Disneyland bike for you growing up?
Absolutely. You can bike over there and look at everything, and I feel like everything was more expensive there, so we would go across 394 in Minnetonka, and we would actually purchase the things we want at Target, which that Target is still there. Obviously, the Toys R Us is not because they famously went out of business. But you may have heard that Target is relaunching a few stores. I think there's two that are open now and a few more that are going to get reopened there with their parent company, True Kids. And they announced today, Toys R Us and Target made a joint announcement today that Target is going to handle online sales for Toys R Us. So, and I tried it. I went to ToysRUs.com. I went to their website. And if you look around and try to buy a Nerf gun or something, it redirects you to purchase the item from Target.com.
That's interesting.
So apparently it's, I mean, obviously it's a great thing for Target, who's trying to compete with Amazon and other big retailers like that. But the question is, you know, sure, it helps Toys R Us in that they don't have to figure out the e-commerce side of things. But if Toys R Us is really trying to make a full comeback into a large competitor, some analysts are wondering, you know, why you would give up your online sales to somebody else. And, you know, of course, the exact details of the finances behind that aren't clear. But it's sort of a puzzling but kind of a fun thing that, you know, hey, I can go to ToysRUs.com and you actually get forwarded to Target, which, for me, those were the two stores I grew up going to. So
last from the past.
Now they're partners. They were competitors across 394, now partners. How about that?
That's cool. I thought they haven't changed their name. It's still Toys R Us.
It is still
it's
Toys R Us.
It's not We Be Toys. It's Toys R Us.
It's Toys R Us.
Okay.
ToysRUs.com.
All right. Well, that's cool.
You can get a Tickle Me Elmo. That's the first thing. Or a Sesame Street Elmo or something. But you get redirected to Target.com. I'm doing it right now.
Oh, my. All right. Well, that's kind of encouraging. Hey, how long's your commute, Dave?
Be honest. It's usually...
Typical day?
It's usually 35 minutes door-to-door.
35?
Yeah. I only live about a 20-minute drive, but depending on how I do it, I end up walking or I'm...
You're in Maple Grove?
I'm in Brooklyn Park.
Brooklyn Park.
Yeah. Okay. How about yours?
My commute is weird because I stop at my offices, the weather offices, in the morning, and then I drive from Eden Prairie downtown. But if I'm coming straight downtown, it's about 20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
The average American commute grew to just over 27 minutes one way.
Wow.
Last year. That is a record high, according to the Census Bureau, folks. The average American has added 2 minutes to their one-way commutes just since 2009. That may not sound like a lot, but the numbers add up. The typical commuter now, David, spends 20 more minutes a week commuting than they did a decade ago.
Wow.
Over the course of a year, that's 17 additional hours behind the wheel. Relative to 1980, the picture is even more grim. Since then, American workers have lost nearly an hour a week to their commutes, the equivalent of one full-time work week over the course of a year. A week over the span of a year, just driving, commuting. All told, the average American worker spends 225 hours, well over 9 full calendar days, commuting. The shift is being driven in large part by an increase in the share of workers with long commutes. You know, run into this everywhere. To be able to get affordable housing, you got to move farther out. You know, forget the suburbs. They're too pricey. The exurbs, mm-hmm. I can afford something, but now I got a 60-minute commute. I know people in D.C. and Philly and New York, they think nothing of driving 2 hours each way.
Oof.
But to get the slice of heaven, to get the American mm-hmm. dream, to get a decent house for what they can pay, they have to go out that far.
Wow.
And you spend half your day behind the wheel. One encouraging trend, 5% of the workforce telecommuted in 2018. That is a percentage that has grown rapidly in the last decade. Telecommuting, working from home, just overtook public transit as the third most common mode of commuting in the United States.
Now, my question would be, I mean, look, it's no surprise that people take longer on their commutes, but I also think that at least for some populations, we are getting more efficient with what we do on our commute. For example, you know, I have a number of different options, including bus, including parking a little further away to save on parking and then walking in. And I try to, in any of those scenarios, I try to be doing something productive. If I'm going to walk for 10 minutes through downtown, I'm making a phone call. If I'm taking the bus, I'm doing my emails or some show prep on the bus. If I'm in a vehicle, I'm listening to something that's helpful for myself or for the show as I drive. And to me, you know, especially for a workforce that a lot of us aren't necessarily punching a clock, we might be able to get things that are advantageous for our work and maybe shorten the amount of time you're at work. Look, if you're an hour each way on the bus, but you can get an hour of your work done each way on the bus and not have to spend that extra time at the office, then maybe it's not so bad that you have to do that.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're a generation of multitaskers. And we all think that, and I'm no different. Hey, I can do 4 things at once and I can do them brilliantly, when in reality, you know, I feel like I'm not doing anything especially well. I'm doing a dozen things, and I'm keeping the plate spinning in the air. But, oh, God, the quality, I don't know. I think we're deluding ourselves that when we do all these things at once and think that we can be as good as if we focus on just one thing.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I think the hands-free bill that went into effect this summer is so important, because it stops us from multitasking as much in the car. Because, look, it's one thing if you're answering emails in the bus on your way in. But if you're trying to answer emails or place phone calls or do other things like that in your car, sure, you can multitask. But like you said, you're not able to do any of those things effectively, which is bad for business, but more importantly, is bad for your safety on the road.
All right. Thank you for playing along, David. Wixon Jewelers time is now 5:49. From timeless and classic to rare and exotic, Wixon showcases an impressive collection of the most spectacular gemstones known to man.
Paul and Jordana.
Jerry Peterson driving you home. JP, how's it looking out there, sir?
Not looking good on the north side, Paul. 610 westbound, just beyond 252, has just reopened, had been closed because of a car fire. Traffic getting by, single file with the left lane and left shoulder. Traffic is backed up all the way toward the area of University Avenue. If you're going to be traveling on the eastbound side, expect a Gawker delay coming in from 169. South 169, that's heavy. Anderson Lakes Parkway heading down to the River Bridge. 494 eastbound near 35W. Possible crash working there. Traffic is packed and stacked, beating back at West Bush Lake Road. If your eyes on the road, join the News Talk 830 WCCO Waze Watcher team on your Waze app. I'm Jerry Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Beautiful evening. A little windy out there, but pretty warm. Still 72. A low tonight, 55 under partly cloudy skies. A little bit of fading sun tomorrow. Still windy, still warm. 72 for a high. It'll feel more like mid-September. Thursday, a few showers, maybe a clap of thunder as the cold front approaches 68. And then temperatures tumble on Friday, falling through the 50s into the 40s. Rain showers quickly tapering off in the metro. So Friday, a blustery day, will definitely feel like October. And some wraparound moisture may trigger a light mix of rain and snow Saturday and Sunday. Very light, spotty, spitting precipitation. Nothing too heavy here. We could see a coating of slush in the metro, maybe a couple of inches, Brainerd and Alexandria Lakes, Bemidji up to Thief River, maybe 2 to 4. Parts of North Dakota will get over 2 feet of snow with blizzard conditions Thursday night into Saturday morning. Winter storm watches and even warnings have been issued. If your travels take you out towards the Dakotas, even the Red River Valley, you will run into some true wintry weather. We just get a glancing blow of flurries here in the metro. Flurries taper on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday back into the low 50s. It's 72 and 551 at CCO.
Broadcasting around the globe on your smart speaker.
And the radio.com app.
Are you losing your self-confidence along with your hair? Then take control and visit I Need More Hair.